All right.
श्री गुरु गौरांग राधा विनोद बिहारी जी
आवर
परिक्रमा वॉज फिनिश्ड विदाउट एनी ऑब्स्टेकल फ्रॉम वृंदावन वी प्रोसीडेड टू छत्तीसगढ़ छत्तीसगढ़ everybody decided to leave from Gokul. They wanted to proceed to Vrindavan. Then they stayed sometime. They stayed in Chatikara. They made a house of the carts. Chatikara. Shakti means or it is derived from Shakti. Shakti is a cart. That's why the name changed to Chatikara from Shakti, the cart. Nearby is Nanda Baba is staying in Chatikara. Then there was a place, Ral means Rawal. Vishwamanu Maharaj, earlier it was known, Vishwamanu Maharaj used to be known as Rawal. Then this place is named, popularly known as Ral today. All the pastimes were performed from here. Kala Gung Shyam Kund were manifest, Suraj Kund pastimes and the lifting above over the hill were performed from these places. Maharaj Shantanu was a very strong king. He was the emperor. He got married to the Ganga. Then Bhishma was born as the son. Later on, Shantanu Maharaj, at the banks of the river Yamuna, Lady by the name of Matsya Ganda or और सत्यवती she was born there seeing her beauty Mara Shantanu became attracted to her and desired her to have been a queen then he told to her father that I want to marry your daughter father replied that no this marriage cannot take place why because I have decided that whoever will take birth from this her womb should be the king you have the elder son as Bhishma Pitama that's why she should not get married to you He did not reply anything. He went back, but he remained somewhat silent in his heart. Then Bhishma Pitama went to ask from this boatman or the father of Satyavati. And when he understood the entire matter, then he decided that he will never get married. I will not be the king, and neither my sons will be the king because I will never get married, so I will not have any sons. And then Satyavati was married to King Shantanu. There is a village by the name of Ayore. Nanda Baba Upanand, the brothers of Nanda Baba. They are taking bath in the Ganga. At this time of solar eclipse, they have to go to the river Ganga. Then Krishna also decided to come with them. And there is a village. They were watching for Krishna when he will come. That is why it is known as Moghera. Basati, another village. Vishwanatha Maharaj stayed in that place. Basati means to reside. Krishna came, killed Dantavakra. Then he took all the Vrajavasis and went back to Gokul, and from there all the Vrajavasis, Radhika, etc. he took and went to Golok Vrindavan. And all these fastings were performed there. Then we went to Paitha also. Paitha Gram, about this place. Krishnadeva Maharaj, so to speak. English.
Yeah, very sure. Buddha with conscious glove in his hand, forehand. Seeing that the gopis were not at all attracted, because gopis are only attracted to two of the form of Krishna. So, then later on, Srimati Radhika came, but then Srimati Radhika saw that actually there was more of Narayan, she was also not attracted. All the gopis offered Pranava and Radhika. After Radhika came in front of this Pura form of Narayan, then Narayan Krishna could not hold his Pura. His Pura actually disappeared. A two arm went into his belly, and only two arms remained. And again he assumed the threefold dressing form, lying close, and the beautiful smile on his face. So it means that Radhika's love is so great that Krishna himself cannot control himself. Actually, it is explained in Radhika says that Shuranta Bhova Shiva Majari Mohan Bhavayaka Vidakta Mandala Gunavali Pati Paravitika Ayasya Shiki Chankara Shiranti Raiva Vedo Mukhe Adhati Rajana Sanam Sri Pranaya Mandanaka. There may be so many beautiful songs in this world, and there may be so many attractive other incarnations of this, but I shall not be attracted to anyone who has no peacock feather on the head, who has no beautiful decoration from the minerals, red oxide from Govardhan, and who is not standing in a three-fold lighting form, playing beautiful flute on his red interlace. Means Radhika is attracted only to Sri Krishna. So in Krishna's Charitamrita also, Sri Krishna is the last Vaishnavi for the world, and Gopinath Pashu Kendra Nandara Vishwam Bhavan Satisthan Kutin, Vityasam Shamanen Guruha Padarain, Sancharana Satriya. The gopis' love is not for Forearm Narayan. When they see the Forearm Narayan form, their love diminishes, it contracts. But when they see Krishna, then that love will increase unlimitedly. So, this place, Vaidha, actually gives evidence that Srimati Radhika, she is actually the topmost. Because in front of other gopis, Krishna would manifest his Forearm form, but in front of Radhika, he could not see his Forearm form, he became his Forearm form. And also proves that Sri Krishna is the topmost personal form. Shyameva Param Rupam, Puri Madhupuri Vara, Vaya Kaishwara Karuteyam, Adi Deva Bhagavata. That Shyamasundar is the topmost person worship, the topmost award in Madhupuri and Vajamandal. And his youthful age is most questionable. Out of his childhood, pre-adolescent and adolescent age, his youthful adolescent age is most attractive. So, that is the teaching in the Prakata, Manchata, the Guru Vishnu, the Guru Vishnu.
Today in our parikram, first we went through the chakram. At the time of traditional Balasari's pastime, we were called Papatiya. Because of the disturbance of the demons, Santa Babaya showed up at the Vibhavi where no food and chained there, the Chakika. So from that called Chakika. There they made their bullet cards in the shape of a half moon. Then Krishna performed many pastimes like Ramlila Mokram and raising calves there. We went past Rao and also Devigra. That is the place where Krishna killed Dandavagra. Now it is called Devigra. There also we visited the Dandavagra Kun. Dandavagra Maharaj was a very strong emperor in the Kuru dynasty. We know that he married, one day he was walking on the back of the Yamuna here, and he saw a very beautiful lady, and he married her. As a result of their union, the son Bhishma was born. But because Matanama is a very different issue of marriage, she left him, she was dissatisfied. Then one day he came across a very beautiful lady called Bhakti Ganga, after which she became known as Santivati, the son of Yasudev. Santivati was attracted by her beauty and he wished to marry her, but Santivati's father had one condition. condition of marriage, then the standard counts from her womb, only will be changed. Then Satanamaj was very dissatisfied because Krishna was already in touch. But understanding his father's desire, Sri Vishwadev went there to the father of Pradivati and promised, I will have no, I will never marry, I will have no son, I will never be king. The demigod threw flowers on him and called him Krishna. Also there is Ayore, when Sri Krishna went with the major Vrishvati that Guru Chakra, he promised that will come very soon. Therefore, as Goswami has said, after three months of leaving Vrindavan, Sri Krishna came into that village. And all the villagers thought, Ayore, Krishna is coming. And then from there, Krishna and all the Vrishvati went back to the Lord Vrindavan. And from there, Krishna's Vaibhav Prakash went to Dwarka and continued the pastime. There is Mogira Gami. Mogira means Margira. The Vrindavans were sitting there and watching the Mara, the path, when Krishna will return to Vrindavan. There was also a Mogira, where Krishna Madhavaya was staying there. So when the Vrindavans saw Krishna coming on his chariot, and running around all the gopis, and all the Vrindavans began ecstatic and ran towards him. So these places we visited today.
Om Shri Ram Krishna Ganam Yana Salataya.
Webcasting live. Over down.
Sorry. Now, my friend Robbie sent us to the Sharon calling Arange also. And the most popular sannyasis and other devotees present here, I also offer my appropriate respect. Today is a day of great fortune for us that amongst the association of the devotees under the guidance of Gurudev, we have performed Vajmanal Parikram today and we had darshan of very auspicious places. The place that we visited today, amongst them, we visited Petagram and Chandra Sarovar, were most prominent. We cannot go to visit these places all over by ourselves. But we are going under their guidance. Their words, their orders are our guidance. And my the mercy, the mercy of Radha Ramana. after 5 hours, we reach Chandrapurava today. I want to speak something in brief for the Bengali speaking people here. Rasila was performed. Rasila means a pastime of bliss and joy. In this pastime, in this Rasila, Krishna disappeared from this Rasa Lila. And
Krishna,
Radharani along with him, and because Radharani herself left the Rasa there, then Krishna is wondering that if Radharani is not present there, then why should I perform the Rasa dance? And Krishna left the dance also. And all these gopis begin to inquire as to where Krishna has gone. And that time, he made his 400 palm. And all the gopis went searching for Krishna. They reached a certain point where Krishna had manifested his 400 Narayan form. They very happy to know this 400 form, and they prayed to him and offered him this prayer that, oh Krishna, please, oh Narayan, please be merciful on us. We want to have darshan of Krishna. Although he had adopted this Narayan form, but he could see that this form is not attractive for the gopis. And then Radharani came that in that direction, then Krishna could not maintain his 400 form. And two of his arms just went inside. As it's in his belly, they
disappeared.
One time he went with Maharaj to Dwaraka, and he had this darshan. Maharaj said, what did you have, darshan? You had darshan of the 400 form, Dwarkadhish. See, what determination, what faith you have. The gopis themselves had darshan directly of 400 Narayana, but still they did not become attracted to him. And they prayed to him that, oh Krishna, oh Narayan, please, we want to visit Krishna, please tell us the whereabouts of Krishna. Similarly, we also should be having this own faith that we want to have only darshan and we will only perform bhajan to see Krishna. So if you go to Narayan also, what do we see? Narayan, you will see only Krishna there also. In staying in this place, we will be able to perform our bhajan. In Raghano process, we will be able to perform our bhajan properly. Sadhu Maharaj, Ujjwala Janardhan Maharaj, and so many other exalted devotees were there one time when they were asking some questions to each other that Wherever we go, our mood and our method process of bhajan will be only in the process of the Raga Nuga or Rupa Nuga process. There are many worshippers of Narayan, but amongst them, the worshippers of Bhajananda Shyam Sundar, who is our worshipable, we will only worship him and we will not worship anyone else. Power is gone. And when this Ras was being performed, Ras was being split, the demigods going from the air, they saw, and the moon. The moon is also watching this beautiful Rasa, and it doesn't want to go in the western direction today. It just stays there and wants to have this darshan of this Rasa Leela. Then we will be able to perform our, when we are able to perform our bhajan nicely, that time these Rasas, these disturbances will not be any obstacle for us, and then we will also be able to have darshan of all these Rasas. May Gurudev, may he be merciful on us, and Guru Vaishnava, may they be merciful on us, that may they shower their mercy so that we will be able to realize all the pastimes and see all the pastimes and have as a pastime the moon, Chandra had for this pastime. In Govardhan, this Ras, which was performed here, is known as Basanti Ras, or the dance, Rasa dance of the springtime. After one night of Brahma, this Ras was performed for the length of one night of Brahma. During that time, Vrindavan what was performed was known as Panchayati Ras, means Sadhan Siddha, the Rishichari, Munichari, all different types of gopis were there, but here only Vishakha, Lalita, Gopi, all the gopis, and Krishna is performing this Rasa dance, and Radha Bhagavat Man, and all these, she's thinking, all of them are similar to me. From this Rasa dance, she disappeared. Krishna saw that Radharani has disappeared, so to pacify her, he also disappeared from that Rasa dance. Now all these satis, they began to search for Krishna, and Krishna went to Kaitha village, adopted a four-handed form of Narayan. All the gopis, when they saw this four-handed form, they offered pranam and went further, didn't speak a word to him. But Srimati Radhika, when she appeared there, that time, that two hands just disappeared into his body, or Pantha means it disappeared. Pantha means to disappear. That's why Krishna said to Radha, because you left the restaurant, I also went away from the restaurant. I was very dissatisfied by your absence. Another one, he said, Krishna admitted his fault. He said, I beg forgiveness. And Chandra, he did not set it, just stayed there for the one night of Brahma, and this moon, the Chandra, gave light, moon beams, for the Rasa dance to be performed peacefully. And there was one poet also near that place who used to perform his bhajan by the name of Surdas. You used to stay there and perform the bhajan there at Chandra Sarovar. And this Chandra Sarovar, he also left his body. He was such a perfected, such an exalted soul. He did not have eyes, but whatever Shringar the Thakurji was decorated with, he used to see with his divine vision and used to repeat whatever colors. One day, the deities were derobed of all their paraphernalia and all their clothes. And then the Pujari is asking that, can you describe the dress that Thakurji is wearing today? But what he is describing? He says, today, today, Hari is today, Thakurji is absolutely nude. Like this, with his divine vision, although he did not have eyes, but he could see with his divine vision everything, how the Thakurji was decorated and all. Attained liberation, and you had darshan of this place also today. Translation.
There are three types of Brahmana. Punjabi Raj, who types Kali Purnima, dressed up. And where we went today, Swami Ram, there is the Sansila. In Punjabi Raj, all types of talking today. Sarasira, Vishira, Vishichari. But in the Sansila, only Rajivan's friends, like Vishita and Vishaka, are present. So, all the gopis were dancing with Sri Krishna. At that time, Radhika developed man, and she disappeared from the arena of the Ram Sami. Sri Krishna, weeping, was looking for the gopis. And then, when he came and met them, he manifested a four-armed form. But when Srimati Radhika came, that four-armed form, Krishna could not bear his name, and two hands again, like, again, and then a drinking point. Then Krishna said to Radhika, oh, you left me. Please don't do that again. I was very unhappy in your absence. And he said, please forgive my error. And Krishna begged forgiveness from Radhika's death. That grass was so beautiful. The moon stayed there for one day of Brahma, manifesting full moonlight. Therefore, that place is called Chandra Sarovar. There is a sacred place of Sri Surya, and Sri Madhavacharya itself. Surya took Samadhi there. Even though it appears to theory, he was completely blind. When he was young before Devi, then he would describe the decoration of Sri Krishna. Then the Pujari wasn't really done to him. Therefore, when he came one day, they took all the clothes of the Devi. They asked Surya, how is Samadhi dressed today? He was such a great soul. He said, ask my own remember. Well, today, Sri Hari is completely beautiful because he is completely naked. There's no false covering his beauty. When everyone understood his wishes, position, they all became astonished. But Sri Surya, he ended the Kavira from that place. And Vikalacharya, Sarasri Balacharya, when he heard that Sri Surya had left, it was near to his eyes, he said, the boat of the Kunti Mahat,
within Mathura Mandal,
Vishram Khat
is the topmost place. And Gokul is the topmost, then Rasasthali in Vrindavan, because Rasa was performed. And better than that is Govardhan. Chaitiras was performed Panchayati Raj was here, Vasanti Raj was performed. And higher than this, Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. These are the two eyes of Giriraj. If you consider Giriraj Govardhan to be in the form of a cow, then because it is higher from the back and in the front it is lower, and because the cow is turning its face backwards while sitting, so its eyes are turned this side. And if you compare it to a peacock, and when the peacock is sitting, it is higher from up above, and then it becomes lower in the middle. And then Radha Kund Shyam Kund, its two eyes, or its beak is entering near its belly. So Chakravarti Thakur describes
where
Krishna stopped the gopis for extracting taxes. Actually, this was just an excuse of extracting taxes. Actually, it was the exchange of their moves and jovial words. Please be merciful to me, give me residence near that place or in that place. Here is also Manasi Ganga. Manasi Ganga, Krishna performs his both pastimes. Evening, he invites the gopis that come, I'll take you across. And in the middle, he took them and he said, oh, my boat is very old and it's going to sink. You are so heavy, you are all the jewelry and all these pots, your butter, your ghee, milk, etc. Please throw it away. Then he made them throw these pots, and then he also made them throw their jewelry. Then he began to rock the boat, and in the end, Radha had to embrace Krishna to steady herself. So there are, in every single cave of Giriraj Govardhan, there have been innumerable pastimes being performed. He has performed there. Now it's not visible, these caves. There are so many gardens, there are so many caves and trees, flowers. And every cave, pastimes have been performed. The amorous pastimes. So, Giriraj Maharaj, please be merciful. Give me a residence at your hotel. How did he come in Braj? In Shastra, there are various descriptions. Keith Maharaj will describe this.
If we can imagine Govardhan to be like a cow that sleeps with her head towards the stomach, then the two eyes are like Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. The tail of the cow is inside, behind. And the mouth of the cow, because of the head is towards the stomach, that is Mukhavinda, just behind here in Manasi Ganga. Well, you can also think that Govardhan is like a peacock that sleeps. because sleeps also with his head and his wings the same way. Jibishanashavai Kako has described, O Kiriraj, because you are, I want to reside with you. Why? Because here there are so many pastimes, like when Sri Krishna is trying to take tax from the gopis. I want to be near Govardhana to hear that conversation. Yes, I've ever gone down to Ranavi Radha, also hear Krishna perform pastimes of gopis. The gopis Krishna cross money to Ganga, which at that time was very big, and there was Krishna disguised as a boatman. So, as the gopis went on the coast, Krishna said, all these wonderful things, all gopis should throw an excess pot to the ocean at the bottom of the sea. The gopis threw all that pot into the Ganga, onto the Ganga. Then Krishna said, your ornaments are very heavy, my lord will sink. The gopis threw their ornaments. Then Krishna said, your clothes are very heavy, you should throw their clothes. Then he began rocking them on the side to side, and in order to save their soul, driving it across the neck of Sri Krishna. Therefore, I want to be here in Govardhana to be those past friends. From all the Mandalila, Kandare. Here in Govardhana, there are so many caves, many beautiful trees and waterfalls. In each and every cave, Krishna performs past friends, but there's meeting with the Govardhana. Oh Govardhana, I want to appreciate you. If you can begin to give us some taking Govardhana, please give me a place in your other street. So, how did you start Govardhana came into Bajamando? You will now reach out to the past in the world. What was the name of that today?
There are many Haridas. All the seven souls. But the gopis and the Radharani of Krishna, Radharani Krishna, Haridas were at the topmost of Hari's servant is. One Haridas is Yudhishthira Maharaj. Taking his Uddhava and Miryagya Haridasa. How is he serving? There is not a single mood he leaves behind serving. With all mood means he is serving. There are fruits, flowers, caves, lakes, waterfalls. He has arranged everything for the shakar, whatever is needed for their playing, for Radharani to perform his amorous pastimes and caves. Everything he has arranged. So that Veera should be considered as another gopi, because otherwise why, how Krishna would perform his intimate pastimes on him. So on this topic, please come
on. Chigiraj has been proclaimed by the gopis themselves. They are Gopikar Rito, Haridasa Bhakta. Siddhartha himself, the Gopi Chandra Bhakta, she has said, of all the servants of Hari, Govardhana is there. He serves Krishna in every manner, in all gopis. As a servant, he provides water, fruit, minerals, and cane, and all types of paraphernalia. For the playful pastimes of Sri Krishna the Sakin, as well as providing private and isolated places for the pastimes of Radha and Sri Krishna. Therefore, Giriraj manifests himself as a stone so that Radha Krishna will feel no shyness as they perform their pastimes.
Noting my innumerable differences from my Rupa Padma and all the brothers, sisters present here, I'm expecting just now Gurudev has described the glory of Giriraj, and he has described about Giriraj,
which is
from Vaikunthapuri is superior Mathurapuri, because he took birth at the Lord. And superior to that place is Nandagopuri, where Krishna performed his childhood pastime. And he tested the Australia Rush. That's why even higher than Gokul is Vrindavan, where Vrindavan in Pavan and Keshav pastime he has tasted, just like the Sakhas with Braj Gopi. In this way, not only in Vrindavan, in all these forests wandering, he performed his Pavan and Keshav pastime. And even in the pastime of Keshav, his youth, the most important place of the youthful pastimes are this Giriraj Govardhan, where Bhagavan Sri Krishna has performed his specific Keshav pastime, and just now it was spoken that in each and every cave of it, there have been innumerable amorous pastimes have been performed. Of his Keshav age, Giriraji, who is serving the Lord, who Radhaji has described him as in these words. He is the topmost among the servants of Krishna. He is offering all sorts of paraphernalia to Navedya, etc., which is fit for offering to the Lord in his worship. Who can be higher servant for the Lord than Govardhan, who serves Krishna in such a way? And also, there are so many Nikunj pastimes performed here. This is the place of Giriraj. About Giriraj's appearance, as was described, like in Brahma Samhita also it is described, that one time, in the Samadhan Golok Dham, Bhagavan Krishna, we desire to appear. How can I also want to go with you? So how can I go? Where Radha Rani is, I cannot go. We are going now. There, Yamuna is not there. What happiness I can find there? I cannot go. Krishna said, no. Giriraji, Yamunaji, Vrindavan, everything will appear there. We will go to this place together with them and we will perform the very same thing here also. Then Radharani agreed, and that eternal Giriraj of the whole of Vrindavan, Yamunaji, all of them came to this place. It is described that he appeared here as the son of the Drone Mountain. At the time, one time when Pulustarishi is wandered all the places, he reached to the Himalayas, and Drone Parvat offered him respect, and Pulustarishi said to that in Pashupuri, it is just flat land, just field. There are no mountains present there. I am alone residing here and perform my bhajan. Here your son, Giriraj Govardhan, which is full of so beautiful trees, fruit trees, lakes, and something to look at, so beautiful. If you give me this Giriraj Govardhan, I could take it and in Kashi I would establish him, and there under some tree I would perform my bhajan or perform my austerity. Kashi's beauty would be increased. Drone Parvat said, this is every person's independent desire. I can force him. We can request together if he agrees. Fine. Then
Chola Parva,
full of Rishi along with him, Shugari Raj ji. And he said, Shugari Raj, he said, I am so huge. How can you take me, but? That time, Giriraj ji, how big is he? He is 64 miles in length.
Two yojan
in height, means 64 miles length, 40 miles in breadth, and 60 miles in height.
This is
defined as the measurements of the Govardhan. I'm so huge and heavy. How can you take me? I can lift you up on my palms. Do not worry. Then I'll just lift you up and I will take you. And the Govardhan said, fine. If you can't desire to take me and you can, then I have only one condition.
That
you will take me to the very place of your destination. And wherever you will keep, I will not move from that place again. And I will not move from that place. I will try to say, fine, I can take you.
That's right.
Now here they agreed to proceed and he lifted up Giriraj Govardhan on his palm. He wanted to show off his mystical powers and walking in the sky, moving in the sky, he's showing off his mystical strength and going some distance. By the air, they reached on this bridge land. And then Giriraj Govardhan remembered that here, the voice Sri Krishna will perform this bridge pastime. How can I leave this place and proceed further? It's not possible. I want to return at this place. Giriraj ji became so heavy, that Gurudev is saying that also Giriraj, by the desire of the Lord, the full of Rishi developed a desire to pass pure. And also he began to sweat and he's feeling that Giriraj Govardhan is feeling very heavy for him. As soon as he touched this place, placed this on the ground, then he passed urine, he took bath, came back again, now he's fresh, comes back again, and then he comes back and now he wants to lift Giriraj Govardhan, but he's not able to lift him. He's not moving the hands now. And he's asking again and again, oh Giriraj Govardhan, why don't you move? What have you decided? Then Giriraj said, you had decided like this. I had kept the condition that wherever you will keep, it is not my fault. I cannot move from here now. You have said, wherever you will keep me, I will remain at that place. I will not go. Now you have kept me at this place. How can I go now? Now Pulasarishi said, oh, I haven't reached my destination. I have to reach Kashi. In the mid part, you have stopped. It is not possible. You have to come with me. Giriraj said, no. Pulasarishi became angry. You will not move. No. All right. Out of anger, he cursed him that you will become smaller by size of peasant seed every year. Giriraj said, I agree on this curse, but I will not leave from this place. From that day onwards, Giriraj Govardhan desired this place, and Pulasarishi went on further on to his destination. When Krishna performed his pastimes, then for 7 years, Krishna also saw Indra Puja. Why? He lifted up Giriraj Govardhan when he was 7 years old. And he head, the bread goddess performed puja to Meera Govardhan. One person said to me jokingly that looks like one Krishna. How did he hate his mother and father, worship him? That's why he told worship Guru Raj Govardhan. And also Krishna, why he prayed? He also gave this logic that if our Shri Govardhan, we do not worship them, and we are worshipping some demigod who is not manifest to our eyes. We don't know anything about these demigods. We are not respecting the visible demigod, and then he started this worship of Giriraj Govardhan, and he also started the worship of God. It's not possible to tell his mother and father that I am Lord, worship me. That's why, because now he has increased the glories of Giriraj in this manner. He lifted up Giriraj Govardhan. Giriraj is sitting, but Sri Goswami Pad is saying, Krishna lifted this Giriraj. That 64 mile Giriraj is vanished into the earth now. It looks like as if from Nankari to Kutri and from Radhapur, this what is visible now, he only lifted this Giriraj. And this Giriraj is visible in front of us today. So, there are so many other things. The glory of Giriraj you heard just now from Sri Krishna Maharaj, and he described the pastime about Ulatha Rishi. Now, one Maharaj is speaking. It is also described of Giriraj pastime that Bhagavan Ramchandra, one time when he was making a bridge over the ocean, that time all the monkeys and bears, the army, Ramchandra leaves from Manala, then from other places they would bring big, huge boulders and mountains, and they would make mountains. They would use this as the stones to build a bridge. That time it was, the bridge was completed. That time it was announced, there is no need. Wherever anybody is bringing the stones from, there is no more need of any stones. That time Hanuman Himalaya brought this Giriraj. When he reached this place, then he heard this news that the bridge is complete, no need of any more stones. That time he is wondering, Giriraj, that I was not used in Lord's service. That time Bhagavan Ramchandra in his mind, he said to Giriraj Govardhan through his mind that in Dwapar Yug, Nal and Neel were making a bridge. Wherever they would write the Ram name, that stone would not sink. And Hanuman, Sugriv, and other strong monkeys, they would bring mountains from different places, big boulders. And Hanumanji was bringing from Himalayas, he was bringing this Giriraj Govardhan, and he was bringing to this place. When he came to this place in Braj, that time he sent a message to his messenger that there is no need of any more stones. Wherever anybody is bringing, they can keep it there only, and that is why This Giriraj Govardhan was kept here, and Giriraj is thinking that, oh, I was not used in the Lord's service. My life is useless, Giriraj. Then Hanumanji replied that, no, I give you this benediction that the Lord said to him that most of my pastimes will be performed on Giriraj Govardhan.
Okay. Your call is this.
Shamaranjiri speaking on the order of Gurudev.
A terrible association of Surabhati and the Swami Prabhupada. And the saying of Mahid of Ethnically, in the dust of the world of Stephen, my most worshipful Sri Gurudev, all nations who have a terrible association of Surabhati and the Ryan Goswami Maharaj. So all of our disciples' successions and all the assembled devotees. The river days of God have made these ceremony words in English. About what Sri Prabhupada Maharaj and Sri Prabhupada Maharaj were expressing. So, in different ages, Giriraj appears in different ways. Sri Prabhupada Maharaj stole the pastime from Garga Samhita, in which Kulastri Rishi wanted to perform his sudden bhajan in a very much, very beautiful area. And where he was from, Kasi, there was no beautiful mountainous area, no beautiful waterfalls, grass, fragrant flowers. So he approached Jonasala, who is the father of Giriraj, and requested that Giriraj come with him to Kasi. So Nasala told him to ask Giriraj himself. At which time, Giriraj said, I will go with you, but you'll make a deal. If you can carry me all the way to your destination of Kasi, without putting me down, then I'll happily go with you. Otherwise, if you put me down for any reason, then I'll not again line up. So Kulastri Rishi said, that's very good. I can carry you by my mystic power on my palm. So Kulastri Rishi is carrying Govardhan, which is a very miraculous feat, because at that time, Giriraj was 5 miles long, and at least 16 miles high. So he was carrying him by his mystic powers on his palm. And when they reached this area of Braj Mandala, Giriraj began to think about the pastimes of Sri Krishna and became overwhelmed with those pastimes. So by the arrangement of Krishna, at that time, Kulastri Rishi developed an unbearable urge to pass fury, and he was sweating and he couldn't control it. So he was a very powerful mystic yogi. So he was forced then by that urge to put Giriraj on the ground, and then he went to pass fury and then purified himself and then went back to Giriraj to lift him up again. But this time Giriraj would not be lifted. He tried to use all of his mystic powers, but nothing worked. So then he became very angry, and he said, he must come up. So Giriraj said, well, I've already made a contract with you that if you put me down anywhere, I'll never again ride. So Kulastri Rishi was so angry that he said, I curse you that you will, every single day, you will, yes, every cylinder, and every single year it will reduce by the size of 1 centimeter or 1 hundredth. So here you are sitting here at all, because we knew that his worship of Lord Krishna would soon come, and he would, Krishna himself would play on his own chest, by his own cave, by his temple, by his waterfall, by his river, Krishna would actually play on himself. Because Krishna Maharaj mentioned that this is his connection, that Giriraj served Krishna in all capacities. In Dasyura, by offering all kinds of worshipful paraphernalia, like all the unguents that we offer Papaji, and all the waterfalls, grasses, for Krishna's friends and cows, and Maya Mahajira Bala, and he does Yamaraja. The gopis themselves in Vedanti said that Giriraj is Haridasa Varya. Guruji mentioned that there are three much famous Haridasas. Yudhisthira Maharaj, Uttam, and the topmost is Giriraj. So he served in all capacities. Also, even he became a mountain so that he can serve in Vaikuntha-raj, because if he was in the form of a male, Radha and Krishna and the gopis could not perform their confidential pastimes in his cage and scriptures. So Giriraj knew that his Lord was coming and that he was going to be able to assist him in unlimited pastimes. And so he was very happy and he didn't care about the curse. And so the Lord was wondering what would give away that it is a fact that Giriraj reduces every year by the size of 1 centimeter. But it isn't really due to the curse of the rest of issues, but rather due to his feeling of unlimited and unbearable separation for the Lord. Then, he's like Brahmanaj, told me in history that took place in another age, because this is total age, in different ages, the Lord's pastime takes place in different ways. And he quoted the Adi Varaha Purana, which states that during the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra, all of his monkeys were gathering big, big trunks of trees and mountain peaks and large rocks to build the bridge from South India to Sri Lanka so that Lord Ramchandra could get back to Sita and kill all the demons headed by Ravana and Vekha. So at that time, Giriraj went to Uttanasala, and he got Giriraj from there, and he was carrying Giriraj on his palm. You might see the bhakti leaf outside of Giriraj flying through the airway, Hanuman, carrying Giriraj through the air on his palm. And the way we got that picture is that so the Buddha himself holds for Hanuman carrying Giriraj. So he's carrying, and all of a sudden there's an aerial voice from the sky saying that, like Ram's messenger, saying that now the bridge is already built. And the monkeys who made the bridge with the rock all put rock on each rock. And that's how the rocks were able to float by the power of the holy name. Just like all of you have been, so many of you have taken initiation from Gurudev. At this time, Gurudev said that the holy name of Krishna creates in the whole universe, and the next moment can destroy them all, and the next moment can recreate them. So by the power of Brahma, all the rocks are floating, and now the bridge is completely done. So wherever it is, wherever you're carrying these rocks now, you can put them down. So it so happened that Hanuman was carrying Giriraj just over this place in dust. And so he put Giriraj down. And Giriraj was very, very unhappy that his head would not be touched by the lotus feet of Lord Ram. But Hanuman told him, don't worry, when the Lord appears in Kali Yuga, then you'll be able to assist him in so many pastimes. And he'll even help you with the small finger of his left hand. And when danger comes, with his thunderbolt and rain, as thick as pillars and sharp as arrows, to destroy grudge, you'll be there. And Krishna will hold you up as an umbrella, and he will be the handle. Krishna's own arm will be the handle of that umbrella. So then, Anand Bhuti Ram immediately, and Ram also confirmed that although the bridge is now finished, I will give the greatest benediction to Giriraj in my form as Krishna. And when I pray with all my coward boys and death, Rasamita with the Gopi, this will all be on the chest of Giriraj Govardhan. So this is his great glory, and by the mercy of Srila Gurudev, where we are sitting in his lap, and by the mercy of Srila Gurudev, at one point we'll realize this and become his assistant in serving Shri Radha and Krishna for Prema and Yuga.
Good morning. Vacation Harikatha. We will around 7 or earlier. Sorry. Around 6:30. Leave this place to Dandhati, Annavar village, Uttari. Saradikon. We will perform this parikram, and at Saradikon, we will have some breakfast. We pray to Giriraj ji today that may our pilgrimage be successful and all the anathas may be removed, obstacles may be removed, and that Radha Dasya may be attained. This is what we are praying. At your lotus feet, we need the residence and all those pastimes performed on you. We want the
Thank you. आप कंटेंट जगह पे यही बैठ लो
आप मेरी बात को